Okay, Rabosai. Okay, we're going to do the following. We're going to, you need a writ for today. We're going to quickly, I just want to say one little point about Tosas, but it's an important point. And then we're going to start getting into the Ritva. I'm going to kind of push that along. We'll do a Chazar of Rashi and the Ritva as we get into the Ritva. Tosas over here, Hanicha Laman Detani Bitlov Lo Bitlo, quotes Rashi. And he says, Pirish Bakunch is the Koilish Shinuye de Rava de Kol Yom Ba'ama Vehechzer. Vyeslo Takana Behachzara She'ena Mevatel Ha'ase Elam Kein Hidira Da'oz Eina Yachalomer Adayin Esa Ena. So according to Rashi learns the Kasha, the Gemara, Hanicha is going back to Kol Yom of Amod Ve'achzer, and that you have a cure by doing the Asay, as long as you're not Mevato the Asay, but you basically have all your life, Kol Yom of, you can go ahead and remarry her until you do what? Until you take the ultimate step of Bitul Ha'asay. Elo Leman Do'amar Kimo v'lo kimo, my ika lameimar. And what does kimo v'lo kimo according to Rashi mean? So says Rashi, de kimo hainu kishamazirin oso bezdin, lekaim ha'asei, hu mekaim. So according to Rashi, the kimo v'lo kimo means you go into bezdin, you go into bezdin, bezdin says, marry her, get malchus, and that's the end of the day. So, and why is it that Hanicha Lamandar Bitlo Vlo Bitlo, not Hanicha Lamandar Kimlo Kimo, the kosher for Kimlo Kimo? Because you need to be able to marry her how for when? When do you need to be able to marry her? Kol Yomav. And Kimo Vlo Kimo creates finitude. What is the finitude created by Kimlo Kimo? Bezdin. Once Bezdin says, what's your deal? So that creates finitude. Vikosha. And says Tol says, I don't like Rashi. Dim Kain, my part, the Lamad Dharma Kivlo Kimu, ain't no Kol Yomav, Bamo Vachzer. Why do you say it's not Kol Yomav? Hoshaper Mishkakasle, Dehabe Ba'omid Vehechzer, Kol Kama Delo Bala Bezdin. Do you have a lot of time to fulfill this Haseh? You have a lot of time. How much time? Not Kol Yomav, but until Bezdin calls you in. So it doesn't. Don't give me that. What's such a kasha? Kol Yom means to be like till you die. No one's saying till you die. Even the Mandamer says Bitlov al Bitlov says it's going to be some kind of end game. What's the end game? When you're Mevatel the Asay. So too, Kimo Kimo says there's an end game. What's the end game? Bezdin.
Kol Yom could easily mean till the time, a period of
time. A period of time. Yeah. Right. So lekach mireli, delo mikri kimo eladafka. Kishmekayim ha'asei achar she'ovar halav betol kedei dibur. So says Tos is a radical idea. You know why kimo v'lo kimo, it does not work with kol yama ba'amod v'achzer? Because it's not the pshat you have any time. If you don't remarry her when? Tol kedei dibur, immediately? Yechayv malchus. So what emerges is that there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosis on the Hagdara, the definition of kima v'lo kima. According to Rashi, how much time, when does your what time expire? When you're in Bezdin. According to Tosis, when does your time expire? It expires kimat immediately. What is the vision of Tosis? What is the logic of Tosis's explanation? What does it teach you about this concept of lav hanitak la'ase? According to Tosis, kimo v'lo kimo, lav hanitak la'ase, yivad lav lo yuchal shacha kol yamav. What do you have to do?
You have to fix it right
away. And if you don't fix it right away, let's say you fix it in 15 minutes. 20 minutes, 30 minutes. What's the din?
Death.
Malchus. In other words, according to Tosis, what is lav hanitak la'ase? I think you see something very clear. I'm going to say two pshat, and one I'm going to call the Nate pshat, it's a beautiful pshat, and one I'm going to call the Isaacson pshat. I don't know which one's a better pshat, they're both good pshat. What do you want to say?
I have a feeling I'm going to say one of them.
Stop. What do you want to say?
that Tosos views Alav Shanita Klase as like.
It's like you made a sporadic decision and you instantly regret it afterwards.
It's attached to the thought.
Vasa immediately is activated once you violate the law.
Malchus falls into place right after you do the law.
This is the Ayah Simcha. What is Tok Dedibur? In Halacha, what is Tok Dedibur?
Simultaneous. Connects. It's a connector.
Tok Dedibur is a halachic concept. I'm going to use one of two possibilities. Either it's a halachic concept that defines something halachically as having happened at the same time. Something halachically happening simultaneous. For example, if Binyamin Kunstler is in the middle of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and in Shmona Esrei, he says instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, he says HaKel HaKadosh. So halacha is, you have to go back to the beginning. Unless you remember Tok Dedibur. And then if you remember Tok Dedibur, you just say HaKel HaKadosh. Well, what's the magic of Tok Dedibur? We said, what defines a Kad of Edim? If they all testified within Tok Dedibur. What's the magic of Tok Dedibur? Tok Dedibur is the halachic definition of simultaneity. If it's Tok Dedibur, simultaneous. Binyamin has another formulation, which is another idea, is that Tok Dedibur is your time that I'll call it the do-over time. The time that you could say, right, that it like, I can, it, the Torah gives me a schus chazara. What does the schus chazara mean? Let's go HaMelech HaKadosh. I said HaKel HaKadosh. What does the schus chazara basically say? I can, if you will, delete, cut, and paste. And it's as if the HaKel HaKadosh was never said, and it's HaMelech HaKadosh. If that's the formulation, why does Tosis say, yes, it's got to be Tok Dedibur? What's the Chiddush of Lav Anita Glase?
As if it never happened.
It's what?
As if it never happened.
You didn't do the Lav. That Lav is not there. You didn't divorce her. You know why you didn't divorce her?
Because
you're married to her. You divorced her. No, you didn't.
It's only chemo.
Only chemo. You didn't divorce her. Why didn't you divorce her?
Because
within Tok Dedibur, what does Tok Dedibur allow you to do? Delete, cut, and paste. And, therefore, you chayv Malchus? You didn't chayv Malchus. Why not chayv Malchus?
You didn't do it.
S'chus chazara. You have the ability to do over. But when do you lose your do-over? Once Tok Dedibur passed, then you can't say do-over. Then you got to go back to the beginning. So perhaps that's the idea. Now, similar, but Nate had another thought, which I liked a lot also. What is the iser of lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav? What is the iser of lo yuchal l'shalcha? Is the iser being divorced, namely, not being married, or is the iser the divorce? So I always thought the iser was not being married. And why is now getting married a lavanita glase? Because you're divorced, are you doing the iser? But now that you remarried her, so now you fixed it. So what's, according to Tosas, what's Nate saying? You know what the issue is? Is divorcing her. But now you put me and Nate together. You're divorcing her. But if Tok Dedibur, you did what? You remarried her. Then what does my chiddush atoka de dibra say? You didn't violate the yisr. The yisr is not being unmarried, but the yisr is the divorce. But if toka de dibra, you went ahead and remarried, did you violate the yisr? You didn't violate the yisr. So that's how Tosas seems to understand the sugya. Is Tosas focused on Bezdin? Tosas says you have an ability to delete the Aveira. If you do the Asay, Tok de Dima. That's a tremendous Chiddush, but a sharp idea. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, what's D-Day? Bezdin. Now go back for a second, and Benji Shanz, I'm thinking of you a little bit. Go back to Tes Vav Amud Aleph, Rashi Hanicha, and Rashi says over here a lashon, which is an interesting lashon, is that where is it? Ella, okay, four line, second to last word on the line, four lines on the bottom of the page. Ella leman detani kiemes haase poter lo kimo chayav she haase tikuno shelav. The ase is what is the tikun of the lav. The ein alav tal bitl ase shemi shosh abra lav nigmar aval haase nitan lakor hamalkus ukeshi yavo lebezdin. O yakayim ha'ase v'yipater o yilke. I'm not finding the words I'm looking for. I'm still looking for other words. Where's the words I'm looking for? I can't find the words I'm looking for. Maybe it wasn't this Rashi. Where is it? What I'm looking for is as follows. There's a lashon in Rashi somewhere, but we'll just say it out. Is that what role does Bezdin play over here? What is the role of Bezdin? Bezdin. What's the role of Bezdin? Bezdin gives Malchus. Bezdin is the Ma'anish. This fellow has two paths towards his, I'm not going to use the word Onesh, but I mean the word Onesh, consequences of his Ma'is Aver. What are the two possible consequences of his Ma'is Aver? Either Malchus and Onesh or the Ase, which I'm going to now call a Onesh in the sense of the consequence of the Aver. Who is the one who imposes consequences? Bezdin. Bezdin is the vehicle, is the instrument that imposes consequences, and therefore, says Rashi, what is the critical moment for Kimo Velokimo? Is Bezdin. Why? Because Bezdin, this is a two tracks of Onesh. There's a Malchus track, and there's a marriage track, but those are going to be, once you're in Bezdin, that becomes D-Day, because now it's one of those two tracks presents itself, you have to resolve one of those two tracks. It's very different than Tosas. According to Tosas, what Kimo Kimo is saying is, it's a delete button. It's a schus chazara, it's a simultaneous. According to Rashi, the Aver has been fulfilled. You vow the Aver. The Aver is over. Once you divorce, the Aver is done. Now, you have the Onesh stage. Who administers the Onesh stage? Bezdin. So now, the Onesh stage can come in one of two categories, one of two tracks. There's an Onesh track, a Malchus track, and then there's a what track? There is a marriage track. Okay. That's, again, a small but very, very important point. I want to open up the Ritva now. And I want to work through the Ritva. And the Ritva, I'm going to read fast, and I'm going to, because I want to cover ground. What I'm getting from your, some of your, are we hotter with the windows open or closed? I feel like air conditioner works when the windows are closed. That's my usual hashkafa. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Yeah, I know, but the wives... Wives, God bless. Okay. Girsas kol hasvarim hayishan. V'kol hasvarim shalom. So this, says the Ritva, I'm telling you, Rashi's got a nice girsa over here, but all the old girsas that we have in Seville in Spain, they're not like Rashi. And the proper girsa is like this. Now just compare. You need to have Rashi in your head. According to Rashi, how to work? Hani kalamanda amar bitla, says to Ritva. Hani kalamanda amar kim vlo kima. El amanda amar bitla vlo bitla maikal amemar. Midi hutaima el Rav Yochan. According to the new girsa, what is, who holds kim vlo kima? Rav Yochan holds kim vlo kima. Amale Rav Yochan atana tani kima vlo kima. Tani tana kamad Rav Yochanan. Atani kim vlo kima. Vere sogas amar bitla bitla. Ukamifli basra suffik. In other words, according to Rav Yochanan, Hasra Safek, what does Rav Yochanan say about Hasra Safek? That does not change. What does he say about Hasra Safek? Shma Hasra, and therefore, he must hold what? Kimo, Velo Kimo, and Hanicha, and the Gemara works. But according to Reish Lakish, he holds Bitla Velo Bitla. Why does he hold Bitla Velo Bitla? Because Hasra Safek is Lo Shma Hasra. That's his girsa. Rashi, no. Hanich man darbatar bitla bitla. Elaman datani kimelo kima Michael Amera. Midi hutama el Rav Yochan darma Rav Yochan, etc., etc. And Rashi had to change the girsa. Hutzrach lagia kain Rashi tamishin demashalei delo shaykh hasra safek el bitla bitla. According to Rashi, what is hasra safek shma hasra work? It only works if you hold what? Bitla v'lo bitla. Kedmin lo erperish delay. Ulekule nusre yashon, but all the old girsos, man detoni kim v'lo kimo svir leit lo potter hakosuv lav anit lasim in malchus el b'shikim asei avmokirem afilu machma shenen as bilkaim leike. Okay, so far so good. V'hashto hadrina l'peris Rashi. Now he's going to do a quick summary of Peris Rashi, and he's going to fly through the quick summary. Zal b'shmo asein l'fi girsos so. Who's our peris? T'kushin amai detoriz rav ravina mishrein rav yochan gabi oinis l'pteri d'day mishrein d'kol yavav morak zerkoi. According to Rashi, what's the Hanicha going on? Kol Yamav. The Bishlam Antam Bitlav Bitlik Lemeimah Tchol Yamav Zekoy. The Lo Mechayv Machzat Shibat Lasei Biadayim Mistam Lo Yivat Leru. Are you ever going to be Vatli Asei? You're ever going to go ahead and take a neder in public? No. So therefore, you're never going to take a neder in public? Are you ever going to kill the mother bird? You're going to clip her wings? No. So therefore, is this Asei extant forever? Is it Kol Yamav and Mobad Zer? Yes, because you're never going to go ahead and take a public neder. Ella Laman the Tani Kimlo Kimo Hey Chomer Vegzer. How is that permanent? Call Yom Vilapotri Malkus. They'll call Shomer Lo Bezin V'Sirev V'Lo Higzim Yad Loke Uparik. And the Gemara answered, "It's all good because we are trying to learn Rav Yochanan who holds Bitlo Vilo Bitlo, etc." The Amrina the Kamiflugi Rav Yochanan Shalkes B'Hag B'Mai the Afligu Ba'Alma. What are they arguing about? I saw Suffolk. Rav Yochanan Saba Hasra Safek Shma Asra Reshakas Lo Shma Asra Uperish Rashi. Okay, this I'm going to go a little slower. Di Amri Bitlo Velo Bitlo Ki Masrinan. When do you get the Hasra? At the Azhara, at the Shas Avera. Have Hasra Safek. The Miyema the Mavat Asay Biadam Kek the Loki. How do you know you're going to do the back end Bitlo Asay? So Rashi himself asked, maybe we should give the Hasra when? Not on the front end, but when you're about to do what? Do the Bitl Aseh. Halesa. Deba'ina Hasra b'shas haver is halav. Can we remember second Shavuos? Gabi Shavuos shalo ochel kikar zu. Im ochel zu. Achle letzna'eo. V'hadu achle yisurei. Chayev. Achle yisurei. V'hadu achle letzna'eo. Bono lachlo zishlok Rav Yochan. Rav Yochan Hasra lucky. Reishok dem lo shasra lo lucky. V'hainu mishum deba'in la'asri bei b'shas achilas ha'iser v'lo b'shas achilas ha'tznai. Says Rashi, why is it that you have to go and you can't give hasra when you're about to be mivat li'asei? He gives a mashal to the case of shvua, she, lo, ochel, reese's pieces, im ochel, Kit Kats. And as a result, when do I need the hasra? By what? By the reese's pieces, not by the Kit Kat. So if I ate the Reese's Pieces, am I allowed to eat the Kit Kats? Yeah. If I ate the Reese's Pieces, I'm not allowed to eat the Kit Kat. I said I'm not eating Reese's Pieces if I eat Kit Kat. If in the morning I eat Reese's Pieces, am I allowed to eat the Kit Kat? I'm not going to eat Reese's Pieces if I eat Kit Kats. So if in the morning, today, if in the morning I eat Reese's Pieces, am I allowed to eat a Kit Kat later on?
Eating the Kit Kat will have made Reese's Pieces.
If I say today, I'm not eating Reese's Pieces if I do eat Kit Kat. So if I ate Reese's Pieces in the morning, can I eat Kit Kat in the afternoon?
Yes.
The order is not relevant. The order is not relevant. If today I will not eat Reese's Pieces if I eat Kit Kats today. That's the tznai. So now, if I ate Reese's Pieces in the morning, did I violate an iser? Not yet. But if I eat Kit Kats in the afternoon, will I violate an iser? Yes. So now I ate Reese's Pieces in the morning. And now someone says, don't eat Kit Kats tonight now, because if you do, you're going to be over the iser. Is that a good hasra?
Yeah.
No.
It's not a good hasra. Why? Because that's the hasra on the tznai. And says the Gemara, the hasra has to be on the iser. What's the iser? I will not eat Reese's Pieces if on the condition that I do eat Kit Kats. I understand, but if I ate the Kit Kats later on in the day, then retroactively it is an iser. So if I got hasra in the back end when I'm about to eat Kit Kats, when I already ate Reese's Pieces, would that be a good hasra? The answer is it would not be a good hasra. Why not? Because hasra has to be on the lav. Let's say I got hasra in the morning, I'm about to eat Reese's Pieces, and someone tells me, hey, don't eat Reese's Pieces, because if you eat Reese's Pieces, you might be over your shvua. What's the din? Machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether hasra safek, shma or lo shma hasra. Says Rashi, that's an analogy to our sugya. Because if you got hasra on the bitul ha'aseh, says Rashi, would not be good. Why not? Because the hasra has to be on the tznai. On the tznai. The lo b'sha'a, it has to be on the ashara, not on the tznai. But if you hold what? If you hold kimo v'lo kimo, kima srinan bay, when you got hasra v'shas aver salav, hasras vadaihi. Da'im lo kiem ha'asei la'alter. See, this is very good. This, I'm underlining these words. Why is it hasras vadaihi? Why is it Hasra's Vada? Be careful. Be careful. Why is it Hasra's Vada? If you hold Kima below Kima and you got Hasra, don't divorce her. Why is that called Hasra's Vada?
Because you are violating the Avera the second you do the...
You're violating the Avera, that's true. You're violating the Avera, that's true. But, are you Chayv Malkus? Are you Chayv Malkus?
Maybe not.
Are you Chayv Malkus? It depends on what? Depends on which... Oh, very good. According to Rashi, are you Chayv Malkus yet? When are you going to be Chayv Malkus? When Bezdin pulls you in. So right now, when you're getting Hasra, would you call that Hasra's Vade or Hasra's Safek? Say it once before Tosis. According to Rashi, Rashi's got to say it's Hasra's Vade. He's got to say it's Hasra's Vade. This is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds Hasra's Safek, Lo Shmei Hasra. So it's got to be Hasra's Vade. How are you going to touch up Rashi that this is Hasra's Vade? Why is it Hasra's Vade? Do you know you're going to get punished?
No.
You don't know you're going to get punished. So why is it Hasra's Vade? What's the answer?
Is it what I said?
That yeah, maybe. What's the answer?
That what's it called? That Hasra Vade isn't so much if you're definitely going to get the punishment or not, but whether or not you're definitely going to finish the law or not?
That's correct. You have to say that according to Reish Lakish, the definition of Hasra's Vada, according to Rashi, is a focus on the Maisa Avera. Is there a Maisa Avera that is Mushlam and complete over here?
Yes, yes.
And according to Reish Lakish, I'll leave it to Rashi, yes. What's still in the Luft?
The Onesh
is still in the Luft. But the Maisa Avera is complete. That's called Hasra's Vada. Apparently, you have to say that. Why did, again, back to Tosis, what we started with, why does Tosis object to that? Why does Tosis say, no, that's not the pshat? The asay has to be done toke de diba. Why is that critically important?
Well, well.
Because what? Because as long as the onesh is out there, is a suffix, that too is called hasras suffix. And in order for it to be hasras vadai, the onesh must be vaday as well. How do I know? How do I create a situation where the onesh is also vaday? Three magical words. Toch kedei dibur. Because toch kedei dibur in the halacha is what? One magical English word?
Simultaneous.
That's called simultaneous, and therefore it's immediate. It's present. It's now. That's what the Ritva is saying over here. In lo kima say la alter. What does la alter mean? Immediately, lo kehu miyad hilchach reish lakas v'sfilei asra safek lo shma asra lo matzi tani ela kivu kimu davi asra zvade arav yochlin v'sfilei shma asra tani bitlo zui shitas Rashi. Okay, that's the end of Rashi. Now, what comes after Rishon presents Rashi? They ask kashas on Rashi. They like to ask kashas. I'm skipping the next paragraph. And then with the next paragraph, I think, lines up approximately three questions on Rashi. V'yesh shehikshu al shita zu. Heichi amrinan. Hani chalaman detani bitlo v'lo bitlo v'amrinan namid rav yochanan detani hachi. Nicha hahi de onis. So you need to know the Gemara later on. But the Gemara later on says the halakamon asikna. The Gemara later on is going to conclude the lo mishkachas beones bitla. There's never a case of bitlo by ones. V'nira de lo kasha. The kosha came the nicha tfei man the amar rava koy yom avonach zer. Koi, the miftomi malchus, the afil mishkachas be bitla asel. That's not the kasha I want to look at. Here, this is the next kasha. This is what I want to look at. Sorry about that. Aval havadai kasha shita zu. The afilu lamanda ama kima v'lo kima. Who's the one who holds kima v'lo kima, according to Rashi? Reish Lakish. Let me ask a question. Reish Lakish holds kima v'lo kima. And how does Rashi learn that, yeah, the Gemara doesn't work according to him? Because it's not Kol Yamav Amod Vechzer. Why is it not Kol Yamav Amod Vechzer? Because he has to go to Bezin. So says the Ritva, which is Tosis Kasha as well. Aval ha vade kasha shitizu dafilu ma'an dama kivlo kimo osi shapir ma'i da omer rava kol yamav amod vechzer sharei lo niskavnu rabba v'ravin b'lashon zeh shiyehi kein la'olam Kol Yamav. What, he has his entire lifetime to remarry her? Is that realistic? He's supposed to marry her. He raped her. He's supposed to marry her. Yes, on your deathbed, I'll marry you. For an hour. Like, that's what we have in mind? No. Eloma de kol yomav de yumitar asi lemitan ase acha shigra shenel amod lach zimiyat. Vafilu gires v'chazer v'gires kama pamim kedemucha sugin lehedya the kol heka the shadina asel achrav sulakasha on his cloud. What is the chiddush of kol yava omelachzer? He has to be able to marry her forever. The entire no, it means that you need an ase after the laf. Kol yama v'omelachzer sets up an ase after the laf. So he doesn't like Rashi. Then he asks our question. This is my question, which gets answered. But the question is better than the answer. V'od, da'afilu l'man d'tani kimo v'lo kimo. Even if you hold kimo v'lo kimo, amai lo havya asras safik. What does that mean? It's still asras safik. Why? Da'ha kimasrinon, when you give asra b'shosh agiresh, yomer, he's going to say, ani machzir. I'm going to do what? I'm going to remarry her. The Kavan should be Yadul Hagzir. Can he remarry her? Yeah. Yes. So Hasra Safiki. It's still Hasra Safik. Now, the Ritva does not like your answer. Does not like your answer. And therefore, he says all the Rishonim learn differently. Step one. Hani Chaleman de Amar, fill in the blanks. Kima v'lo kima. What is the hanicha going on? Step one. It's going on Rav Papa. Rav Papa. It's not skipping Rav Papa. Back to Kol Yama Ba'amod V'Hekzer. It's a continuation of the Gemara. Remind me, what did Rav Papa say? I forgot already. Is that what? Tumia delav dechasima. And why? Balabanita say is also, just because there's an extra say, migra gora. Should it be any worse? And what does Gemara say? Hani mili when? If the assay is coming, letakune lave. Who holds that the assay is fixing the lave? If you hold chemo below chemo, is the lave finished?
Yeah.
The lave is finished. What's the assay doing? It's coming to fix the lav. But if you hold bitlo velo bitlo, is the lav finished?
No.
No. The lav is not finished. What's the role of the assay? What's the role of the assay? Or, you know, you did a half a lav. How do you finish the lav, so to speak? How do you complete the lav? By being mavat of the assay. Is that a vision? A tikkun halav?
No.
It's not tikkun halav. Tikkun halav means you did the lav. Lav is over. Now comes the Torah and says there's an assay that does what? That fixes the lav. Who's the proponent of that position? That's if you hold chemo below chemo. But if you hold bitlo below bitlo, what is the assay is, okay, do the assay, that means that the lav is incomplete. When you're mevatel the assay, what have you done? You completed the lav. Is that a tikkun halav? You haven't done the lav. Look inside. L'kach pirshu kol rabosa, betoisus, dechena rav meir alevi, v'ramban, v'raboseinu noichei nefesh, kegiris as a saver v'kushin, amai dekamin l'momar, hahu l'takune lave, l'potro mimalkos, hanicha l'manda omar kim lo kimo, sharei, Ilu lo kiem haya haase haya loke. Elamande tani bitlo filo bitlo afilu lo kiem haase. Let's get into the assay. You didn't do the assay, and you hold bitlo below bitlo. You divorced her, and you're not doing the assay. I'm not interested. You getting malchus? You're not getting malchus. Ain't a loke. Mitnaver's halav, the ain't a loke achia vatel haase biadim, shiuchul is chaim. Hey, Chiamin, do osi ase, how can you call that? Tikkun elav. Habalokim ase, even without doing the ase, you're not over the lav. The lo lil kele, ubitla ase u de maishle de makos, vamir midi de utaime el rav Yochanan. And therefore, the Gemara answer is, oh, this is okay. Don't worry. Because what does Rav Yochanan hold? Kima velo kima. So Rav Yochanan's good, and we're in the world of Rav Yochanan. So that's okay. That's okay, but according to Reish Lakish, who holds what? Bitlo velo bitlo, yeah, this Gemara is going to be difficult. Because bitlo velo bitlo is not a tikkun ha halav. Oh, now, watch this. According to this vision of bitlo velo bitlo, so stage one, you bothered a lav. In order to be higher for that lav, what do you have to do? You have to do what? You have to do what to the assay? You have to be mevat of the assay. So says the Gemara, if you hold bitlo velo bitlo, it must be that you must hold hasra safek. Who holds bitlo velo bitlo? Reish Lakish holds bitlo velo bitlo. And what does Reish Lakish hold? Hasra safek? Lo shma hasra. Bitlo velo bitlo only works if you hold hasra safek. Lo shma hasra. How do you get to that point? So I told you, everything goes upside down. Watch inside. Ba ba ba. Uleman ditani chemo velo chemo. If you hold chemo velo chemo, who's the author of that shita according to this girsa? Rav Yochanan, Havye Hasra'a Bishas Averas Alav. When are you getting Hasra? By the Lav. Why is that Hasra Safik?
Because you may or may not get Malchus.
Because you may do the Assay. So the only way you can hold, you're going to get malchus if you hold kima v'lokimo, is if you hold like Rav Yochanan, that hasra safek is shmei hasra, rejecting the yitzi warm shah. Correct?
Yes.
Up, 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 up. Well, a man that tani kima v'lokimo have a hasra b'shah safek is halav, have a hasra safek, the yachol lomar, because you can always say, akayem ha'aseh, kidekasivna, like we said. Avaleman ditani bitlo velo bitlo. Who is the author of bitlo velo bitlo? That's Rish Lakish. Ah, that's Hasras Vade. Why is that Hasras Vade? Yeah, for sure, Hasras Vade.
What's Hasras Vade?
Meaning, Hasras Sabek lo shmei Hasra. So you have to create a Hasra to get Malkus. That's a Vade Hasra. How are you going to get there?
Oh,
how are you going
to
get there?
About
is that when is the Hasra given?
At the time
the Hasra is going to be given not at the Averis Halav, but rather at the Bitla Seh. Ava Laman Detani Bitla Bitla Havi Hasra Zvade. Why? The Masrinan Bei B'Shas Bitla Ha'aseh. Shem Yevatel! If you do what? Yem Yevatel Yaseh Yishayv Malkus Al Halav Lemafreya. Because after all, when is the Chiv Malkus kicking in? The Chiv Malkus is kicking in at the Bitl HaSeh. And what is the Bitl HaSeh? Say it, what you said. You're finishing, it's not, it's not. That's what we said before. It's finishing the Lav. And therefore, it's finishing the Lav. And if it's finishing the Lav, when do you get Hasra? You get Hasra when you're at the Lav, if you will. That's also called at the Lav. And is that Hasra Zvad or Hasra Safik? That's Hasra Zvade. Ugdekokoshilei l'Rashi. But what about Rashi? Rashi says you need Hasra when? At the
beginning.
At the Lav. And he brought a Raya from what?
Kika.
No, it brought a Raya from what?
Kika.
Yeah, from Kit Kats and Reese's Pieces. Kit Kats and Reese's Pieces, no Raya. Why is Kit Kats and Reese's Pieces no Raya? What were the Kit Kats in the example? A Tznai. Yes, true. Hasra and a Tznai is not a good Hasra. That's not a good Hasra. But over here, what's the back end Bitl Halav?
Half of the law.
It's not a Tznai, it's what?
It's half of the law.
And Ve'ud Kokosha L'Rashi Zal Deboy Hasra B'Shasra Over Al Halav. The Akshel Ahid Lo Ochazu Im Ochazud Lo Mahani Hasra B'Shasra Achilas Tznai Lo Domi Kla. The Hossam Ein Bekikar Hatznai Shum Chelek Iser Shalalav Aval Bito Haase Shenitek Bo Lota Ase Vinitla Bo Malkutha Shalota Ase Migufa Shalota Ase. It's part of Lota Ase Hu Chashuv Linasra, and therefore Ki Akru Shalhal Ki Ikara Shalalav Ze Akosit Loba Ase Ze Malkus Vize Borrower. So what just happened over here? What just happened over here? So just to summarize the steps, and then like you just kind of then you got to get into some of the lumdas over here. But we're just kind of learning pshat gemara. According to Rashi, the hanicha is lamanda omar bitlo v'lo bitlo going on the kash of kol yomav, and who holds bitlo v'lo bitlo? That's Rav Yochanan, who holds hasra safek. Is Hasra. Hasra Savik is Hasra. And Reish Lakish is going to be the difficult shita. What does the Ritva's Girsa do? The Ritva says the Hanich Laman Damer is going on. A, the Girsa is Kimo Kima. It's going on Rav Papa's question. And what? And it's Rav Yochanan holds Kimo Lo Kimo. And it's not a problem. And Hasra Savik Shema Hasra, because Hasra is not when. It's not on the Averis Halav. It's on the Bitl Haseh, and that's why it's Hasra Zvad. But according to Reish Lakish, was Hasra Safek. Hasra Safek is Lo Shma Hasra, even though he holds what? He holds Kimo. What does he hold? Bitlo Vlo Bitlo.
You just said Bitlo. You just mentioned Vatlingo by Rav Yochanan.
So Rav Yochanan's, again, I would say, I said it backwards.
But it sounded like there was
a... Again, Rav Yochanan holds, according to the Ritva, Kimo Vlo Vlo Kimo. According to Reish Lakish, who holds Hasra Safek, is Lo Shmei Hasra, so when are you giving Hasra? You're giving it on the back end, and he holds on the back end on the bitul haaseh, because that's part of the avera. And why is the case of kikar, Kit Kats, not relevant? Because that's a tanai and a chanami. That does not work on a tanai. However, what will work? But yes, a back end lav will work. So what just points of arguments here. Points of argument. There are a couple of points of argument, just to kind of think it through. One of the points of argument is how we view the back end bitul haaseh. According to Rashi, according to the Ritva, the back end bitul haaseh is very simple. The back end bitul haaseh is part of the averus alaf, and therefore your analogy to Shua is not an analogy. It's not an analogy. That's a tznai. This is not a tznai. According to Rashi, it's a little more complicated. It's a little more subtle. On the one hand, it's not. You're not going to say it's a tznai. It's more than a tznai, but a hasra has to be on the azara, and it is something other than the azara. It's like, it might be the back end of the iser, but it's not the azara. And hasra has to be on the azara itself. How they view kima v'lo kima. And perhaps Yitz understands Rashi correctly. Rashi's learning that the hasra has to be on the avera. And the Ritva is saying the hasra certainly has to be also on the onesh. And if the onesh is in doubt, then the hasra is not going to be a good hasra. But that's the overall big picture. Now we got a couple of tosin to do, a couple of details to do. But that's the major part of the sugya. And then the next gemara is going to also start to it's going to have to be learned according to each shita. We'll stop here. Have a good afternoon.